I'm walking on an agilented web. These are sheet web spiders that have a funnel that goes into the plant, and you can see the funnel very nicely here. The spider is at the front of her web waiting to catch prey, and if we're lucky, we're going to see her attack prey. Wow, look at that. Can you believe how gorgeous this is? How can you not like spiders? Hello, my name is Dr. Linda Rayer. I'm an assistant professor at Cornell University where I teach spider biology and insect behavior. My research focuses on how potentially cannibalistic predators like spiders, which live in social groups, balance the costs and benefits of social living. My study animals are the gorgeous Australian social huntsman spiders that were the star of the movie Arachnophobia. You may know the film because it also starred Jeff Daniels and John Goodman. I love teaching and I love my research, and I'm going to tell you about it. Probably the question that I'm asked the most often is, how did a nice girl like you get interested in spiders? And the answer is that I grew up in Colorado, which is quite high, quite dry, and I swear I barely saw a spider growing up. Only as an adult, when I started graduate school at the University of Kansas, did I start to see just beautiful jumping spiders, these stunning orb weavers, just all these big colorful spiders. Although I was working on a PhD on prairie dog social behavior, the world of spiders suddenly just opened up to me. I kept bringing spiders back to the university and showing them to various graduate students in entomology and saying, "What is this? Do you know what this is?" And many of the students said, "You know, we study insects, we don't study spiders, and we don't really care." Finally, I found someone else who was also interested in spiders, and I brought him these spiders, and he was really a handsome graduate student, and we decided to study spiders together, and eventually I married him. So for me, spiders have always been linked with interesting biology, fun times, and romance. In the next couple of segments, my goal is to share some of my romance with spiders with you. I'll talk about the basics of spider biology and show you how magical it is when a spider molts. Next, I'll explore spider sex lives and talk about some of the ways that male spiders avoid being sexually cannibalized. Then I'll talk about some of the unusual ways that spiders catch their prey. But remember that not only are spiders fantastic predators, but they're always trying to reduce their own risk of predation from wasps, hummingbirds, and lizards. Finally, I'll tell you a little about social spiders and my own research. Along the way, I'll show you photos of these marvelous, but sometimes quite small animals, so that you have a sense of both how varied spiders are and how colorful they can be. So come along and learn about the fascinating world of spiders, and why I chose to title this room, A Romance with Spiders.